At this time, I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1. We'll be reading there verses 3 through 14. Ephesians 1, beginning with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. And let's now again draw near to our God, this time thanking him for the spiritual blessings we have received. O Lord, our gracious God and Father, blessed be your name. For, O Lord, our God, although we have made our confession tonight of our sins and acknowledged our great wickedness, yet we would give you praise and bless your most holy and awesome name, because you have given us life. Although, Father, we are nothing in ourselves, yet you have lavished upon us your love and your grace, and you have bestowed upon us your Holy Spirit, the great Spirit of life, who works faith within our hearts and unites us to Christ, in whom we receive forgiveness, in whom we receive adoption as sons, in whom we are filled with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. O Lord our God, you have been so kind and merciful toward us. And we thank you, Father, that even as we have looked upon and thought about our sins here tonight, that we may yet be able to say in your presence, that is who we were. That is who we were. But it is not who we are any longer, because it is Christ who now defines us. And when you look upon us, you see us as those who are perfectly holy, perfectly righteous. And indeed, Lord, you have brought us to life in Christ, and you have grown us in Jesus Christ. And so, Father, even though we yet remain such sinners, we can see evidence of the life of Christ in our life and in the lives of your people. Father, we praise you for seeing the faith in the old and the young, for those who continue to confess the goodness of you, our God, in the midst of sorrows and grief and trials untold. We thank you, Father, for the patience that they display toward us who are so broken and sinful, even as we fail as friends and loved ones, that, Father, they give evidence of your own patience toward us. We thank you, Father, for the love that we find displayed in the lives of your people as well. A love, Father, that they have experienced from you. A love they have received in Jesus Christ, but now which overflows and abounds toward others. We thank you, O Lord our God, that you are producing within your people those fruit of the Spirit, that fruit of the Spirit, that love, that joy, holy joy that gives thanks and praise to your name regardless of trouble. The peace that we can find in the eyes and in the words of your people, even as some of them face death. We thank you again for their patience. Thank you for their kindness. The kindness displayed as they seek to shepherd and care for those who are hurting and broken, as they seek to alleviate the burdens of those who are weighed down by poverty, as they seek to share their material blessings with others who stand in need, who give, Father, as even as you have given unto them, who display as well that goodness, the goodness that you, O God, show to your people, who are good to the undeserving, good to those who hurt them and are unkind to them. And Father, for the faithfulness of your people, we thank you, Father, for those who have walked this pathway of faith before us, those of our elderly, those of our seniors who have made the good confession, who have fought the good fight, who have remained true to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even as this world has slid further and further into sin and wickedness. We thank you, Father, that you had blessed the nurture they received and then covenant homes and families, that you blessed the instruction they received in the church. And so, Father, they have remained faithful. Well, Lord our God, we also praise you for the gentleness, the gentle kindnesses, to come alongside, to share one another's burdens, to offer up prayers on behalf of those who are facing great trouble. And Father, we thank you for self-control. Father, we at times feel as if this is greatly lacking and all but disappeared from among our world and even in many respects from our churches. But Father, we do thank you for the self-control we find evident, for those who resist the wicked and sinful desires in their heart, those who resist those various temptations that enter into their minds, those who resist the siren calls of the world to give themselves over to all the pleasures this world has to offer. For those who resist the compromising of your word of truth, who resist the compromising of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord our God, we thank you and we bless you over and over and over again. And Father, it seems that words can never capture or whether ever do justice the fullness of your blessings toward us. But Lord, again, we give you praise and thanks. And we thank you, Father, that as we see the evidence of your grace at work in our lives, that we can look behind this life we have in Christ and see there your election, your choice of us in Jesus Christ, that, Father, you had planned from all eternity for us to be your child in order to accomplish the praise of your grace in Jesus Christ. And that, Father, you are therefore also working all things to our good according to the counsel of your will. Heavenly Father, we thank you then that you as well are in control, complete control of our lives, and are bringing us into the great and glorious inheritance to be found in Jesus Christ. And that the Holy Spirit now has sealed us unto the great day of that redemption. And so, Father, we thank you for the comfort that we may have in this world, this broken world, which is many respects but a veil of tears. We thank you for the comfort of knowing that we belong, body and soul, in life and in death, to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, you are good, and you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And so, Father, we give you glory here tonight, and thank you that in the midst of our sins, in our ongoing brokenness and evil, we may yet see your hand at work, and your purposes being fulfilled in us through Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you then that we may shine as lights, that we may be the salt of this earth, that you are doing this, that you are working this, again that we might be used to bring all praise, honor, and glory to the precious and most holy name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for the privilege of being used by you to glorify your Son. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of being image bearers of Jesus Christ and those in that way who bring your gospel to this world. Heavenly Father, truly you are gracious and kind and loving to your people. Your grace never ends, and your love never fails, and your goodness stretches on through eternity. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, accept then the praise that we now bring before you as we offer it up in the precious and beloved name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
passage from Ephesians, and the prayer was just offered by Reverend Corey Dykstra from the Walker URC.